Welcome back, 8:15 on the Mighty 1090, trending now. This is going to be a fantastic segment, not just because my next guest happens to be an alumnus of Fallbrook Union High School, from where both my wife and I graduated. Chris Fohr is younger than both my wife and I. Well, not as much younger as my wife as he is me. I think maybe you went to school, Coach Fohr, with one or both of my brothers.
Yes. Yeah, Brian.
With Brian, yeah. Probably played a little football together then.
Outstanding wide receiver he was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think he won the Golden Helmet or whatever it was called then, or his senior year. That was fun. Now, you are a special education teacher in Hesperia, a special teams coordinator at Sultana High School. You are also, you have a consulting operation called Eight Laces Consulting. You help other coaches get jobs.
Yeah, that's right. I started this about 3 years ago, and I help coaches the high school and college level all over the nation. So it's something I find a lot of joy in, and I get phone calls and emails and texts and Twitter DMs all day during, you know, the hiring season, which we're right in the middle of.
I have found it fascinating to, since I started following you at Coach Fohr, F-O-R-E, by the way, some of this stuff, talking about all the coaching vacancies, and you've always got a comment and some insight, and it's clear that people talk to you and all that. I'll tell you what, the reason that I'm having you on is you wrote an article on your blog, coach4.org, a few weeks ago. It ended up appearing on the Huffington Post, which is not your first time that you've had something appear there. But this article, Three Reasons Coaches Aren't Respected Like the Old Days. Now, it's going to make us both sound really old, you know, like the curmudgeons,
yeah.
Right? But
yeah,
basically,
yeah.
Let's run it down. Parents, administrators, political correctness. Those are your three reasons coaches aren't respected like the old days. Let's start with what has long been a pet peeve for me, parents. What is their role in this?
You know, I tell a story in that article. When I was 14, Kevin, I was playing baseball, and I threw a bat after a strikeout. I was really ticked. And my mom walked right down out of the stands, walked right in the dugout, chewed me out in front of all my teammates about throwing my bat, losing my cool, told my coach, this guy's not allowed to play again the rest of the day, and I didn't. And I learned a great lesson. You know, nowadays, parents are going to go down there and chew out the coach, you know? And so we're just in this climate where parents blame the coach for everything. And that's running off a lot of coaches.
Now, you're not saying, I know you're not, but I want to make this clear because I have, as I've tweeted this out and asking people to listen, I've addressed my tweets to parents, okay? But sometimes people don't want to face that they are the problem, and maybe some people listening aren't the problem. You're not saying that all parents aren't, but we all know what your mom did. Golly, we're just not going to see that now.
Yeah, no, we don't see that sort of thing, and of course it's not all parents. But unfortunately, Kevin, it's that 20% of parents, the vocal minority in a sports program that are running off coaches.
Well, and because you bring up, and this really caught my attention, that 20% is going above coaches' heads straight to administrators, to principals and athletic directors.
That's what's happening. There's a story, a varsity baseball coach here in Southern California was hired back in the fall, was hired in November. He was fired the day before the season, just 2 weeks ago, the day before a season on a Sunday night. He was fired before coaching one game during the CIF Southern Section season.
What horrible thing did he do?
Well, one horrible thing he did was he ticked off parents because he had standards. And 2 days before the season, two parents went to go meet with an administrator at that school, and the very next day, this guy was fired.
Why is this? Because this isn't a rarity that you would assert this isn't a rarity. What is happening that principals, an athletic director, wouldn't stand up for a coach like this?
Well, I think what's happening, a few things. One of the things that's happening in the landscape of coaching in California right now is that you have a lot of walk-on coaches. Mm-hmm. Walk-on coach meaning they're not a teacher on campus. Mm-hmm. They're not a teacher in the building. And so we're seeing that coaches are almost indispensable in that way. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a 9-to-5 job, and then they're coming to campus to coach. So they're not connected to that administrator like they were back in the old days. That's one of the issues right there. Teacher cutbacks have led to that. And then also you've got coaches who maybe coached for 10 years and then they retired from coaching, but they're still teaching. They're taking up that coaching spot. And in California, you don't have to do both things. You know, you can quit coaching and keep your teaching spot. So we got a situation a lot of times where those administrators don't necessarily have the relationship with the coach like they did 10, 15, 20 years ago. And then the other thing I think is just, I also address it in the article, the political correctness.
Oh, your great story about you and your own experience holding a player accountable.
Yeah, and exactly. It's if coaches hold players accountable these days, sometimes that's seen as bullying. Whereas when you and I and when some of these parents that are listening, when we played, if a coach held us accountable to a team rule, made us do physical punishment because of that team rule, maybe it's 30 push-ups for being 10 minutes late or whatever it is, we did that. We just shut up and did it. Our parents didn't complain about that. But now coaches are seen as bullies when they do that a lot of times.
My dad would have expected it.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with who my father-in-law is, Jay Craven, longtime coach at Fallbrook High School. And man, did I dislike him at times. There are not too many human beings I respect more or respected more. And I just don't know that some of the things that Jay did, he probably would be fired now. And he was a coach and a teacher for 40 years at Fallbrook High School. I don't think he'd last.
Jay Craven, one day, he'd be fired for what he did one day when we were freshmen. He wasn't coaching football. He was coaching girls tennis, and a bunch of freshmen were using poor language during a water break.
Oh yeah, I know that. What happened.
He heard that going on, and he came railing off that tennis court and chewed us little 14-year-old freshmen upside one side down the other. He had a tennis racket in his hand, and I'm telling you, if that was caught, he didn't touch us. But if that act was caught on tape today, it'd be all over the news. He'd be out of a job.
I'll say this, and this was awesome. And you know, I love the man. I do. And so maybe I'm biased, but I don't think so. I would want this to happen to this day if it were my son. He was a football coach, baseball coach, took some time off from being a baseball coach. He was our tennis coach, you know, a bunch of guys that play at the club and stuff. And you guys got some, you needed a babysitter basically. So we're a bunch of punks playing tennis. And if we cussed, we had to go to the baseline and everybody on the team, including Jay, served at our butt. We had to bend over and they would serve at our butt. Now, I'm not saying that you would condone that, Chris, but you know that that wouldn't be lasting now as soon as one parent got a hold of that. I was fascinated by this. You, at least the way that you wrote in a different blog, I believe. See, I told you, I've become a kind of addicted now to coach4.org. I'm talking with Chris Four. I'm going to call you an expert on high school coaching. You were talking about, and at least it sounded to me, like high school principals have become almost like college presidents in terms of, it used to be that a coach would go through a number of principals. Now it's a principal going through a number of coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what the environment is these days. And
how?
I don't know how it's turned into that necessarily. That's what's hard to put our finger on. But it's, you know, one of the things that happens is these principals have an open door and they don't make parents go through the chain of command. You know, I've been an athletic director for 6 years. And if I got a call from a parent, my first question is, have you talked to the head coach? And if they said no, then I said, you need to talk to the head coach first. And 9 times out of 10, I don't hear another thing about it because they've done that. They've worked it out. And I think that that's really what principals and athletic directors need to get back to that. because they're taking the legs out from underneath the coaches. And so coaches are not lasting like they used to. You know, look down at San Diego. Tom Pack was at Fallbrook High School for 25 years. You know, Urb Meyer was at Oceanside for 17, and then El Camino for 28. And Dick Haynes was at Vista for 25 years, and John Carroll at Oceanside for 26 years. We are not seeing that kind of longevity anymore today.
Right, like you brought up Tom Pack, who was the coach when both you and I were there. I don't know how long you said he was the coach there, but how many coaches have they had in the last 12 years?
I believe they've had five looking. They're right now looking for another head coach. They've had a tremendous guy. Just took another job at Westview High School.
Now, he took another job. So that was one of, I read on your Twitter a couple of weeks ago, there were 48 jobs open statewide. That seemed like a big number to me.
No, it's even bigger than that.
There's
48 jobs right now open in 3 of the 10 sections in California.
This is just football head coaching jobs.
Just football head coaching in what's called the Southern Section, the City Section, the L.A. City Section, and San Diego Section.
Wow.
There's been about 104 changes. Right now, there's 48 current vacancies.
And this would seem to maybe all the little factors that you've talked about here is what adds up to this turnover, which would seem to me to not be productive at all.
It's not productive for kids, number one. In my opinion, it's not productive for kids at all to go through 1, 2, 3 head coaches in 4 years. And that's what we're seeing happening right now. We're seeing schools, you know, out of those 104, there's only one coach, because I've been tracking this, reaching out to guys. People have been reaching out to me about these jobs. Out of the 104, there's only been one of those head coaches actually retired from the sport at an old age, in his early 60s. Most of the rest of these guys, you know, are getting fired or getting removed from their positions. Obviously, there's some like Kyle Williams of Fallbrook who left for another job. But a lot of these guys they're getting fired after, you know, there's a coach down there in San Diego at East Lake High School, 12-10 in the last 2 years. 12-10, pretty good, you know, 500 record, above 500. And the administrator said in the article that we need to get back to winning championships.
Very, very interesting. We talk about sports as a microcosm of society, and this isn't one that we would be too pleased about, but we couldn't argue that this would be a microcosm of society. Not to get too philosophical, but this isn't leading to, you know, developing accountable young people.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and that's where I think it hurts kids. Once kids know that they have an open door to the principal, their parents have an open door to the principal, It is. It's really taken a lot away from the high school coach and most of those guys. You know, 90% of those guys, 95% of those guys, they've earned the right to be respected by parents and kids and administrators. You know, a very small majority are doing wrong things to get fired.
Right.
That's the most important here.
Chris Fore at Coach Fore. That's F-O-R-E on Twitter. CoachFore.org. Is that correct?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, doing this without notes, Chris. Very impressive.
Outstanding.
Chris, really good to finally talk to you. I really appreciate you joining me tonight.
I appreciate the time, Kevin.
All right, take care. Oh, my goodness. See? I'm not a lecturer. I'll just let that stand on its own. We come back. We're talking UC San Diego hoops. We got head coach Eric Olin, the men's.